A lot of time in yeshiva, Hilchos Sukkah doesn't really get much time. You're busy with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, then Ben Azmanim. So just to briefly address some aspects of Hilchos Sukkah, when it comes to the mitzvah of yeshiva basukkah, the Torah tells us, and Chazal learn out, that teishvuk ein tadur, that when we sit in the, we're supposed to make the sukkah our home for the 7 days of Sukkot. And for those days, that literally our bayis, our dira is the sukkah itself. And that's how we're supposed to engage our attitude towards sukkah. Really, that becomes our home for sukkah. However, the halacha really divides actions into four different categories. You have certain categories of actions that you're chayev to do in the sukkah. You're not allowed to do outside the sukkah. And the classic example of those are things you always do in your house. So when it comes, we're in a home. So the two categories that really fall into that, the two actions that fall into that category is when a person sits down to a sudas keva, a formal meal. He always does that in the context of a lodging. You don't go ahead and eat a formal meal on the run, on the go. You do that in your home. And therefore, a sudas keva, there's a chiyuv. You're not allowed to eat that outside the sukkah. That has to be done in the sukkah. The second action is sleep. Ishena is something that, that a person does in his home. He does not do that typically on the run, outside, etc. And therefore, Shena and Achilas Keva must be done in the sukkah. That is the halacha. When it comes to, many do have the practice that if the practice of sleeping outside the sukkah has become more common and more prevalent today. And it's Mikra Din, it's not really justified. A person has to, he sleeps in his house, so therefore for the 7 days of sukkahs, he sleeps in his sukkah. Even the Ramah writes, and the Shulchan Aruch tells us, when it comes to achila, you're allowed to eat achilas arai, a casual kind of eating that you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. Not so when it comes to shena. When a person sleeps for a half hour, 45 minutes, a nap, he does that in his home, he does it in his bedroom, and therefore that too, there's no heter for shenas arai outside the sukkah. So why is it that people are makil when it comes to sleeping out of the sukkah? So the Ramah cites two reasons. One reason is mishum sina, is that in Europe, in the around October time, it's pretty cold. It starts to get cold, and therefore it's not comfortable. It's not at all comfortable to sleep in the sukkah. It'll impact your sleep. And therefore, there's a tour of mitztair. A person mitztair is part of a sukkah. You're suffering, and therefore, if it's very cold, so the Ramah says, on that basis, many had the practice of sleeping inside because there is tsa'ar lishom bimkomos hakarim. There's tsa'ar to sleep in colder climates. In Eretz Yisrael, that's not really such an issue. The other issue might be an issue. The opposite of tzina is heat might be an issue. But even this time at night, it's quite comfortable, and therefore sleeping outside is not a problem really in Eretz Yisrael. In yeshivas, it could be a problem because our sukkah is not big enough to accommodate 120 talmidim, so that could be an issue. But in terms of the formal halacha, is in Eretz Yisrael, the heter of tzina would not be as prevalent. Then the Ramah writes another reason why a person might be allowed to sleep outside the sukkah, and that is if he's married. And the din of Teishu Kein Taduru is in his home. He's typically with his wife, and it creates a tsar either for the husband or for the wife to be without their spouse sleeping at night. And oftentimes, so the Ramah says, ideally, you're going to have a special sukkah for the husband and wife to be together, in the sukkah. If there are other members of the family, they'll be in the main sukkah, and then there'll be a sukkah for the husband and wife again for those with that. So that's what Ramah writes. So tov lahach milio shamim ishto. A person ideally should be in the sukkah with his wife. His wife is Petura, but that is a possibility. But for those who don't have that accommodation, a separate sukkah for the spouses. So in such a case, the Ramah says that would be another basis why married men might sleep inside because it's lacking in the teishu kein taduru when they're not with their wives. But certainly, again, in Eretz Yisrael and for Bachrim, those two reasons would lechora not apply, and therefore there would be a mandate to sleep in the sukkah. The poskim do discuss what about what I'll call the what sometimes happens. The Rav on Friday night is going to give a drush in the shul, and people tend to doze off, what's called misnamnim. They start to doze off. So you have to wake someone up. Chas v'shalom, you can't sleep a shenas arai outside the sukkah. So poskim have different views on that. Is that even called Shena Sarai? The person in the middle of a shir is in the middle of a meal, he kind of just dozes off a little bit, but he's not really sleeping, he's not lying down, he just puts his head down for a moment or two. So many posts do assume that's not called Shena Sarai, that's called Misnamnem. That people do on a subway, they'll do on the road, they'll do outside of their homes, and therefore that would be permissible, l'chora, outside of a sukkah. But once you're taking a nap or the like, that would be an issue. In Eretz Yisrael, during the daytime in October, it's very hot. So that if you're taking an afternoon nap, l'chora, that could invoke the p'tur of mitzta'er pater min ha-sukkah. So category number one, things that you have to do in the sukkah, that's achilas kva and shena. Then there's things that you're allowed to do outside the sukkah, but certainly there's a mitzvah to do in the sukkah. There are things that you do inside your home, but you also do them outside your home. So, for example, an achilas arai. If you have an achila that is a casual type of eating, you'll do that in your house, but you also do that on the run. So if you have an achilas arai, there's certainly a mitzvah to do so in the sukkah. And the Shulchan Aruch even writes that there are those people that are very makpid, won't even have a drink of water outside the sukkah. And that's certainly a desirable thing to do. But mikra din, you're allowed to eat out of the sukkah, but it's a mitzvah to do so in the sukkah, to read a book. So you'll read a book on the go. You'll also read a book in your house. So that'll be a mitzvah to do in the sukkah, but it wouldn't be an absolute chiv. Learning. Certainly you'll learn in your home, you'll also learn on the go, you learn on the subway, you learn on the bus. That would be a mitzvah to do in the sukkah, but would not be an absolute chiyuv. Then there's certain things that we do that we don't do in our house at all. For example, when we daven with a minyan, which we do every single day, so we go to shul, we don't do that in our house, we go to a shul to do so. When we go hear a shir, we typically will not hear a shir in our house, we'll hear it in a classroom, in the base medrash. So those kinds of things you're 100% do outside the sukkah. You don't have to have a minyan inside the sukkah. And that would be category number three. And category number four is things that are not to be done in the sukkah. And the sukkah is a holy place. It's a makam of kedusha. It's a makam hashchina. And therefore, things that are a gnai to the sukkah, to that sense of shchina, that should not be done in the sukkah. So, for example, diapering a baby. That should not be done in the sukkah because the sukkah is a makam shchina, has a high level of kedusha. And therefore, that should ideally not be done. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, based on the Gemara Masechet Sukkah, that if you have kalim that are used kalim that are starting to get foul, dirty kalim, etc., those should not be stored inside the sukkah because that would be a pagam, an attack on the kedusha of sukkah, and that should be avoided. What's the definition of achilas keva and achilas arai? So generally speaking, when a person is just eating like peros, and he's not koveya suda, he's not sitting down to a meal of fruit, but he's just having a fruit on the go, a snack, that is called achilas arai. If he's eating mizonos, we generally assume mizonos is a sustaining food, that should be done in the sukkah. If he's sitting down to, let's say, having meat or fish, and he's sitting down as a meal, that's his meal, so it's all shahakal. But he's having a meal of dinner meal, and it's all just, let's say, shahakol, hadamas, etc. That's his meal. That already would be called achilas keva, and that should be done inside the sukkah. And what? We'll discuss bracha miyotz Hashem next week. And when it comes to the first night of sukkahs, we have a hekesh tesvav tesvav. We link the first night of sukkahs to the first night of Chag HaPesach, and just like Chag HaPesach, you have to eat matzah, and you have to eat matzah specifically at night. So when it comes to the first night of sukkah, there is an imperative, a chiyuv, to eat in the sukkah. If it's inclement weather and the like, we'll delay our meal to make sure that we actually do eat in the sukkah to satisfy that obligation. Rav Safra has a two-minute announcement.
Very quick. I would have normally left this till mincha, but it's a